I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Claudette Rutherford, a teacher and a member of the group Parents of Black Children. We further discussed the launch of their own racism reporting tool and why they felt it was necessary.
My name is Claudette Rutherford, and I'm a teacher.
Can you tell me a bit more about the group Parents of Black Children and why it was created?
I have been teaching for a long time, so I was working in the school system for, at the time, maybe 2 years ago, so maybe 18 years or 17 years. And through my time in education, I've just seen firsthand a lot of the ways that Black students are disadvantaged in the system. And I wanted to empower parents to know how to support their children best and how to help navigate some of those, you know, barriers that are there and the inherent, you know, racism and bias.
Why was the racism reporting tool necessary?
So there are other ways of reporting that exist now, but when we get calls at Parents of Black Children, we do hear from educators that either don't feel comfortable using the tools that exist now, so either going through union reporting mechanisms or through their supervisory officers, colleges. So there are things that are there, but they did not feel comfortable using them. Or when they did report situations, they didn't feel that they got that justice wasn't served, I guess. So we wanted to create something that would allow for those incidences to still be reported, but that would mitigate some of those challenges, I guess, that people were facing when reporting.
Why would some experiencing or witnessing racism be afraid to speak out?
Well, I think the process of reporting, it causes people to have to, it causes like a self-doubt, like you have to prove that whatever the incident was related to race oftentimes. So, you know, with racism, it's kind of sort of the burden of proof, I guess, is on the person who's being victimized or the person that's speaking out. And yeah, I think that is one of the reasons that we hear. And then we also hear that, and I've experienced it myself, that speaking out in support of Black families, it is not necessarily professionally, it's difficult to advance professionally because people, it seems as though you're kind of going against the system. So, or that is the circumstances that's kind of presented. It seems as though if you're speaking out against how the system is treating Black students, then you are not sort of on side with the, you know, with the institution or with the education system.
How do you feel about the Ontario government's new program to support Black students called the Student and Family Advocates Initiative in Ottawa, Hamilton, and the Greater Toronto area?
Well, Parents of Black Children actually began our system navigation back in September. So that's a role that we had proposed funding for and received funding for. So we've been actually running a system navigator, which is essentially the same thing as the SFA. And so we know that it is an evidence-based tool that can be utilized. Like the role itself is a tool that can be utilized to help families navigate the education system as well as other sort of interrelated systems, that being, you know, the criminal justice system, child welfare. So in terms of how I feel about it, I know that it is a mechanism that will work to support families. What I would like to see, though, is for sort of a really deep understanding of what the barriers are and a strategic approach to actually breaking those barriers so that we're not constantly having to maneuver barriers, but actually using whatever we're able to use a program to collect data for, to actually create policy change, right? And to create the, you know, freedom for families and students that they deserve, as opposed to always sort of creating a symptomatic solution. We need to sort of look more strategically at what the existing issues are. And same thing with the graduation coach. I mean, these are things that the ministry has put in place. Not that we don't see the necessity for it, but it sort of takes the onus off the system to create changes.
Would you be able to go in detail about the barriers that you are faced with?
The barriers that I see that I face is that I do know that there are students that are being streamed below their academic capabilities. I know that there's students that are being arrested, Black students that are being arrested for, you know, incidences that their other white or other racialized counterparts are not being arrested for. And we see it time and time again. We do have a lot of, just as an educator with you know, firsthand experience with families and children as an advocate, I know the many stories of students being suspended, you know, the use of discretionary suspensions to punish our students, and the weaponization of the school resource officer program, the weaponization of other kind of like grading and assessment practices like the social emotional learning that is rooted in eugenics and racism, but is still going to be used to assess our children. So there are so many, when I speak of barriers, or racist practices that I see, treatment where students are, like Children's Aid Society is called on families that really just need support, you know, maybe financial support or need connection to other social service supports. Instead, you know, they're called, the CAS is called, students are bullied, even my own children, bullied for, you know, and being called the N-word at school. And so I know that it's happening and it's incredibly prevalent. And we need to prioritize what's happening to Black children in our schools and create solutions for them. And educators need to be empowered to showcase their leadership and to tell what they know is happening without fear of being reprimanded, without fear of being ostracized. And so really it's the work of the colleges, the professional colleges, College of Teachers, College of Early Childhood Educators. It's the work of the unions. It's the work of the ministry and the district school boards to all collectively bear witness to what's happening and do the work to fix what we know is at play. And I think it's an accountability issue. No one is taking accountability for what's happening. And there's the myth that something is wrong with Black children and that Black and other educators of other ethnicities and races, there's something wrong with the people that want to help. And so we have to change that narrative.
Today, I was able to speak with Claudette Rutherford, a teacher and a member of the group Parents of Black Children. We talked about their racism reporting tool designed for those experiencing or witnessing racism in schools across Ontario. To support, you can head on to parentsofblackchildren.org. I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.